Hello, this is Mathis, Media Hub Radio. Today, we have celebrity stylist Ali Levine. You know, Ali Levine's passion for styling shines brightly in more places than you realize. She has shared her fashion sensibility for achieving effortless chicness in several media outlets, including the New York Times, USA Today, Fab, Fit Fun, Type F, and TheExaminer.com. You can also find Ali's work gracing the celebrity shoulders of A-listers like Jesse McCarthy, Kudo Longo, and Brooklyn Jai on the Hollywood red carpet events. Ali's fashion vision has come to life in countless editorials, Envy, Vogue, Italia, Glamaholic, oh my goodness, on and on and on. So she's just fabulous, and needless to say, she enjoys having what she considers to be the best job in the world. So we're waiting for Ali Levine here in the studio, and in the meantime, I want to talk to you about the weather. You know, it's great here in Flemington, New Jersey. It's a little cloudy, just a little, but, you know, we'll get around that. And I also wanted to mention all of these darn theater shootings that's going on. Oh, my Lord. Are you going back to the theater? I'm thinking about not going anymore. Actually, it scares me. So there you go. I just I don't know what's going on. I have absolutely no idea. So anyway, let's do a commercial and we'll be right back. Hold on.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips' reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or bedazzle.com.
Okay, as I said, we're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio. We're waiting for celebrity stylist Ali Levine. You know, Ali Levine is on the West Coast, the East Coast, and she's really doing her thing. So, let's kudos to Ali Levine. What else is going on besides the theater shootings in the world? Tonight is going to be the debates for the Republican Party. And, of course, Donald Trump is in the lead. How he got in the lead, I have no idea, but he did it. Can you imagine from 4 years ago? Actually, I believe it was 4 years ago when he ran. So, all right, I think we have Ali here. Hold on 1 second. Hello, Ms. Levine. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to have you back on the show. I think that is
so
cool.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I know.
Absolutely.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I've been following what you're doing, and you are blowing up all over the place. So, tell us a little bit of what's going on with you. I mean, now, you know, I looked on your website, blog. This is just really great.
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, just been studying a lot of great people and getting to work with this amazing different celebrities and clients and giving styling tips for different press, you know, junkets and different areas and really enjoying it. Actually, right now, I'm just stepping out of a fitting with my one of my favorite clients, Taylor Hasselhoff, who's on Rich Kids on E!, and we're just working on some outfits for her for all her coming red carpets and exciting music stuff she's got going on. She just released her amazing single called Collide, and I styled that music video, and you actually saw clips of the behind the scenes on the show on E! In the finale. And so she's doing fabulous, and I'm here now working with her. So getting to work with, you know, a lot of fun people and put my stylist tips out there, and it's been very exciting.
So how did it start for you? I mean, look at you now, and if you think back to when you were looking forward to, how did your beginning start?
You know, I mean, I think I began because I was always into fashion. It just kind of always came organically to me. It just was a matter of finding the styling world for me, because I told you our last conversation a while back, retail, starting with Target and really getting a backbone there and learning with their company and how amazing they were, and then working corporate and working with Coach and Talbots and Lacoste and Fragment, all these private label jewelry companies. And I think that really gave me a backbone in the industry to learn, you know, the different areas. I think it's so important to understand your craft and understand what you're working with and building relationships. And I learned that from working with those companies. And then once I worked with those companies, I think once I started working in the entertainment industry and working as a production assistant for Oliver Stone, say, for like Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, which was my first movie, that really taught me that I loved kind of more of the fast pace and the entertainment world, and I loved what I was doing there. And that's when I started realizing, okay, I don't love costume, but I love the fast pacedness of this. I love these people. I'm learning so much from these industry experts. How do I get in further? And that's when I started, you know, looking to assist different stylists, take on production assistant jobs, and just do whatever I could do, whether it was coffee, runs, anything, to get my feet wet, just to work on these different shows and learn. And then, you know, slowly but surely have made my own brand and now I'm a successful, you know, celebrity stylist.
Wow. And listen, you know, people who are listening right now, I know that there are a lot of people who are listening in because, they are, because I got a lot of emails and a lot of likes from our social media and all this other stuff. What would you say to them, you know, starting out, you know, their careers? Yeah.
I would say it's never easy and it's always going to feel like you can't do it. And I think the people that are successful are the people that never give up. And they don't expect things to be handed to them. They look, you know, of course, part of it is certain parts of luck of people you meet and the networking, the opportunities. But a huge part of it is your own willingness to succeed and your attitude. And people always tell me when I'm working with them, my positive attitude is what makes them come back to me. And I truly believe positive energy, you know, goes back and forth. And the people I work with have amazingly positive energy. And I couldn't be more grateful to have those types of clients. But I think it's just keeping that willingness, that eagerness, and that passion, and never losing sight of what your dreams are and what you want to do, because we only live once, and you want to, of course, you know what they say, like, live it up, and you want to enjoy, and you want to work hard, but you want to enjoy essentially what you're doing for a job, if that's really what you set out to do. And for me, that's my clients, that's clothing, that's fashion, that's giving people everyday tips, that's educating people on what they don't know about fashion, making people feel good, all those different things. And I think over the years, for what I do and what I've learned, is just never give up, no matter how hard it gets, no matter what the challenge is of, oh, I can't find this outfit. You always figure it out. If you really want it that bad and you really want to, you know, be successful like the rest of these major experts and these industry people that you look up to, you have to keep that inspiration. You have to keep that drive and that fire, you know, in your heart, and you have to work hard. And I think that people think a lot of times you can just skate by, and especially in this industry and in any industry, but especially in entertainment, you got to work, and you got to work really, really hard and work your, you know what, off.
Right. Wow. And plus the fact, not only do you have to work hard, but you have to know about your industry. You have to know, for example, your industry, fashion and, you know, all this.
You have to always
stuff.
Be in the know and be checking things out. I'm always resourcing. I'll stay up like last night till 2 a.m. I was reading trends and checking out stuff for New York Fashion Week. I mean, I love that, though. It doesn't feel like work to me, but you're right. You have to constantly update your craft and you have to be on top of your stuff to know what's going on and to be the best and to make sure that people you're working with feel like they're working with the best and they're happy with what they're getting. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that we can tell, Allie, you know, from you, just listening to you, that you are very passionate about what you do, you know. No, it's all in your voice. It's all in, you know, it's like coming through.
I love what I do.
Yeah, you can tell. And so that is very, very encouraging to people to listen to. It's uplifting, you know, is what it is. Yeah. So your PR person told us that you only had a certain amount of time. I just quickly want to squeeze in
Oh, sure.
anything new coming up, or what's the future look like for you?
So I'm hopefully going to be attending New York Fashion Week to cover and blog about some different events. I was there last year for it, and I really enjoyed it and paired up with the Blogger Babes team, and probably going to be doing that again this year and even in more full force, covering a lot of different shows and styling some different clients. Taylor Hasselhoff, one of my clients and friends who's wonderful, she will be working on another music video soon enough. So stay tuned for her amazing music, and we'll be working on some concepts for that, and she'll be coming back
Wow.
on the show as well on E, so you can look for my styling on that.
Very nice.
What else? Sheena Marie from Vanderpump Rules. You'll see us doing some different fun stuff together with styling and just different things with her accessories and outfits for different red carpets and appearances. I love her and work with her a lot. So it's another great person I'm getting to work with. And just a lot of different editorial and red carpets across the board with different clients. And, you know, like you said, my blog, I'm really expanding my blog and working with different bloggers and different celebrities to really
Great.
put it out there. And I'm featuring
Great.
different people if they ever want to submit to me on my blog every Friday. I feature a Friday fashionista and talk about
Oh,
their
nice.
style and why I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so much fun to collaborate and inspire people and talk about what they're wearing and how I would put it together. So I'd love to do that. So, you know, have people check that out, and if they want to submit, I have a new company I'm joining that will come out in the next week or so called Own Zones. They're like a new blog platform, Own Zones. They're great.
Okay.
I'm gonna have my own
Awesome.
channel on there as a fashion expert, and I'll be talking exclusive fashion tips and red carpet and just every day, you know, what I'm up to and the different tasks and tips I have for everybody that's checking me out and wanting to learn more. And yeah, just a lot of exciting things in the works, working on different fashion influencer campaigns with amazing brands. So mostly updating my website where you can see everything. And then, of course, my social media, like you said, my Facebook page, my Instagram, my Twitter. You can definitely follow everything I'm doing there.
Great. You know what I could see? I could see a table book with picture on the front of it, and inside the book, all of your fashion tips.
Oh, I love that. I gotta write that down.
I love
From your
that
lips to
too.
God's ears. I love it.
Great. All right. Well, we're not going to take up. We know that you're very, very busy, and that is
No,
super.
thank you for having me on. I was so
Oh.
thrilled that, you know, I got the call,
Oh,
and, you know, I told Taylor,
absolutely.
I said, hey, I'm gonna jump on this call really quick, and she was all excited for me. You know, she loves
Aw.
fashion and she's so stylish. So she knew I was gonna chat with
Aw.
you for a few minutes, and
Very
I'm very
nice.
happy to chat with you and get to have your listeners listening in. And I hope they get to
Good.
check out, you know, my website at allieleving.com and check out all the social media, like you said, and they can follow along and let me know they're following.
All right. So we will be following Allie's blog and following Allie. I mean, she is Supergirl. You go, girl. All right.
On the grind, right?
That's right. All right. Well, take care. Have a wonderful
Thank
rest
you
of
so
your
much. Have a
day.
fabulous day
Oh,
and rest of your week. And thank you again for
thank
having
you.
me.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, that was Allie Levine, celebrity stylist. Ah, I mean, she is so fabulous. She is, I mean, she started out doing a lot of things. You heard what she said about, you know, how you could do your own thing. So, what better thing you could ask for? Allie Levine. I love her. All right, well, thank you for listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.